Part 12 of Legend Land by Various, as retold by Leon S., recorded for LibriVox.org by Reynard. The Tasks of Tregeagle. The name of the demon Tregeagle is a household word in nearly every part of Cornwall. His wild spirit rages of nights along the rocky coasts, across the bleak moors, and through the sheltered valleys. For Tregeagle is a Cornish wandering Jew. His spirit can never rest, since in life he was the most evil man the duchy ever knew. His story, as the legend has it, is that he was a man who amassed great wealth by robbing his neighbours in the cruelest manner. As he approached the end of his most evil life, remorse seized him. There was no sin he had not committed, and hoping to escape from the just reward of so wicked a life in the hereafter, he lavished money upon the church and the poor, trusting to obtain the help of the holy priests to save him from the clutches of the evil one. The priests, ever anxious to save a soul, banded themselves together, and by constant prayer and powerful exorcisms kept the powers of darkness at bay. And Tregeagle died and was buried in St. Briac Church. But the demons were not so ready to give up what they felt was their lawful prey. An important lawsuit occurred shortly after his death, and as the judge was about to give his decision against the unjustly accused defendant, to the horror of all in the court, the gaunt figure of the dead Tregeagle stalked into the room. His evidence saved the defendant. Now, Tregeagle, being brought from the grave, despite the honesty of his mission, placed himself once more in danger of the demons. The defendant, who had raised the spirit, calmly left him to the churchman to put once more to rest, and after a long conference, presided over by the prior of Bodmin, it was decided that the only hope of ultimate peace for the evil man's spirit was that he be set to some task which might last until the day of judgment. And so long as he worked unceasingly at that task, he might still hope for salvation. So, the task appointed him was to empty out Dosmary Pool, a gloomy lake on the Bodmin Moors, with a limpet shell with a hole in it. For years Tregeagle laboured at this, until one day, during a terrible storm, he ceased work for a moment. Then the demons descended upon him. He fled from his pursuers, and only escaped them by leaping right across the lake, for demons cannot cross water, and rushing for sanctuary to the little chapel on Roche Rock, where he managed just in time to get his head in at the east window. But the howls of the demons outside, and the roaring of the terrified Tregeagle within, made the life of the unfortunate priest of the Roche Chapel unbearable, and he appealed to his brethren of the church to do something about it. So they bound the wicked spirit with holy spells, and took him safely across to the north coast, where another task was set him. He was to weave a truss of sand, and spin a sand rope to bind it with. But as soon as he started on his work, the winds or the waves destroyed it, and the luckless creature's roars of anger so disturbed the countryside that the holy St. Petroc was prevailed upon to move him once more to a wilder part of the country, and the saint took him to the coast near Helston. Here Tregeagle was set to the task of carrying all the sand from the beach below Bareppa across the estuary of the Lough River to Porthleven, for St. Petroc knew that each tide would sweep the sand back again, and the task could never be completed. But the demons were always watching Tregeagle, and one of them contrived one day to trip him up as he was wading across the river. The sand poured from the huge sack Tregeagle was carrying, and dammed up the stream, thus forming the Lough Pool, which you may see today just by Helston and the Lough Bar, which separates it from the sea. Tregeagle's next task, he is engaged upon today. He was taken to near the Land's End, and there he is still endeavouring to sweep the sand from Porthcurno Cove round the headland of Tolpeddon Penrith into Nanjisal Bay. And on many a winter night, if you are there, you can hear him howling and roaring at the hopelessness of his task. These scenes of Tregeagle's labours are all situated amid the most glorious scenery. Dosmary Pool, bleak and lonely amid the Bodmin Moors, the little chapel of the Roche Rock near St. Austell, and the beautiful Loo Pool by Helston, that attractive little town on a hillside, which is the tourist centre for that country full of colour, deep sheltered valleys and magnificent coast scenery, the Lizard Peninsula. Porthcurno, the miserable man's present abode, you will find nestling amid the grim cliffs near the Land's End. And if you doubt this sad history of the demon-ridden Tregeagle, go and look at the Loo Bar, and explain, if you can, how otherwise so strange a place could have been created. End of The Tasks of Tregeagle. This recording is in the public domain.